Shalom to all, and welcome back to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha. And today we are going to be learning the first Aliyah in Parsha's Chukas, that is Perek Yotes, Pasuk Aleph. And the Pasuk tells us, Vaydaber Shalom Moshe Vel Aaron Lemar, and Hashem spoke to Moshe and Aaron saying, Zois Chukas HaTorah, this is the decree of the Torah, Asher Tziva Hashem Lemar, that Hashem has commanded, saying, Daber El B'nei Israel, speak to the B'nei Israel, Vikhu Elecha, and you shall take for yourself Para Aduma Tamima, a pure red cow, Asherin Bamum, that does not have any blemish, Asher Loi Allah Aleha Oil, that a yoke has not gone upon it. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk. What does that mean? This is the decree of the Torah. Because the Satan and all the nations of the world, they would harass B'nai Israel, saying, Ma mitzvah azayis? What's this mitzvah? Ma tam yeshba? What's the whole purpose? What's the whole reason behind it? That's why the word chukah is written in regards to it. This is a decree in front of me, says Hashem. You're not allowed to ask any questions about it. You shall take for yourself. It's always going to be called by your name. The para aduma that Moshe Rabbeinu did in the midbar. Aduma tamima, purely red cow. Shetehe tamima ba'admimos. It should be completely pure in its redness. She'im ha'yava shtei sar shecheres. Even if it has two black hairs, pesula, it's pasul. So back to Chumash Pasul Gimel. Unusate ma'isa Elazar kain, you shall give it to Elazar the kain. V'haitzi oisla mechutz ha'machaneh. He shall take it outside of camp. V'shachat oisla lefanov, and it shall be shechted in front of him. Let's see Rashi Pasul Gimel. Elazar mitzvasa b'sgan. The mitzvah is to do it with the deputy kain gadol. Al mechutz ha'machaneh, chutz l'shalosh machanois, outside the three camps. V'shachat oisla lefanov, zar shechet, a non kain shechts it. Elazar Raya, and Elazar watches him. Back to Chumash Pasuk Dalad. V'lakach Elazar Kain midama batzbay, and Elazar Kain takes from its blood with his finger, v'hiza el nechach p'nei oil mayid midama sheva pa'amim, and he sprinkles towards el mayid its blood seven times. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Dalad. El nechach p'nei oil mayid, ayimid mizrach shal Yushalayim, he stands east of Yushalayim, u'mischavin v'raya pischo shal hechol b'shas azaz sadam, and he concentrates, he focuses on the entrance of the hechol when he's sprinkling the blood. Back to Chumash Pasuk Hey, v'sarfas apar le'enov, and the cow is burned in front of him, as its hide, flesh, and blood, Alpirsha Yisraif, along with its waist, it's burned. V'lakacha kain, and the kain takes eight eras, cedar wood, v'ezaiv, and hyssop, ushnisa ilas, and red thread, v'hishlach al-tech sref zapara, and he throws it into the burning cow. V'chibis begalav ha-kain, and the kain launders his clothing, v'rachas b'sar b'mayim, and he washes his flesh in water, v'achar yavei l'machine, and then he comes into the camp, v'tama kain ad arv, and this kain is going to be tummy until the evening. V'asarif isa, and the one that burnt it, yichabis begalav ha-mayim, he also has to launder his clothing in water, v'rachas b'sar b'mayim, and he washes his flesh in water, and he's also tummy until the evening. And now a pure man gathers the ashes of the cow and he places them outside camp in a pure place. And it will be for the assembly of Yisrael as a safeguard, lemei nida, waters of sprinkling, chatos hi, for purification. So let's see Rashi over here, pasuk tes, v'niach mechutz l'machne, l'shlesha chalakim ischalekas. The ashes are actually divided into three different parts. One of them was placed in Har Zeisim, v'chen mischalak one of them was given to all the mishmars of Kahuna, one of them was placed in the chel, which is right outside the Beis HaMikdash. Zeshal mishmars hayachotz la'azara, the one given to the mishmars was outside the azara. Litol mimenu b'nei ha'yars v'chot shichel mitar, people of the cities, and anyone that needs to become tar, they would take from this one. Zeshal b'har mishcha, the one that was located on Har Zeisim, kaihanim gedayim l'par sacheres mekad shenei meno, kaihanim gedayim that were going to do other paradumas, they would first use this one to be mekadish with it, become purified with it. Zeshal b'chel, the one located in the chel, nasal mishmars mikzeres hakasav. That was placed for safeguard forever, because the pasuk tells us shenemer v'haisla das bnei Yisrael lemishmeres. So we need one for safeguard forever that wasn't used. Lemei nida, what does that mean for mei nida? Lemei hazaya, water for sprinkling. Kamay v'yadu evin b liyadu says karnes hagayim l'shain zrika. This is an expression of throwing or sprinkling. Chatasi l'shain chitoy. This is a lashon of purification or cleansing. Back to chumash pasuk yod v'chibas ha'isav is efra paris begadav, and the one that gather the ashes of the cow, he has to wash his clothing. V'tamei ad arv, he's going to be tummy until the evening. And it shall be for the Bnei Israel and the convert living among you for an eternal decree. Now, what's the purpose of the ashes of the Parah Aduma? Anyone that touched a mace, a corpse of a person, he's tummy for 7 days. He shall cleanse himself with it on the third day and on the seventh day, and then he'll become purified. And if he doesn't cleanse himself with it on the third and seventh day of his Tahara process, he does not become purified. Anyone that touches a corpse of a person that died, and he does not purify himself, as Mishkan Hashem Timei, and he went to the Mishkan of Hashem in a state of Toma and was Metameh, v'nechzor ha'nefesha hi Yisrael, that soul shall be cut off from Yisrael, ki mei nida loy zayrak olav tameh yeh oytu maseh boy, because these waters for sprinkling were not sprinkled on him, his Toma is still on him. Let's see Rashi over here, Pasuk Yud Gimel, b'meis b'nefesh, v'ezu meis, what type of corpse are we talking about? Shal nefesh adam, we're referring to the corpse of a person. Lohitzi nefesh behema, this excludes if he touched the corpse of an animal, shein tumas etzricha hazaya, that type of Toma does not need sprinkling with the ashes of the paraduma, davar acher b'nefesh zu revias dam, it's referring to talking about a revias of blood from a person. As Mishkan Hashem Timei, im nichnas la'azara afilu b'tvila, if he went into the azara, even if he had already immersed himself, b'loy hazaz shlishi shvi, without getting sprinkled the third and seventh day, aytu maseh bai, afal b'shet haval, even though he went to the mikvah, he still is going to be chayev karis for going into the Mishkan or the Beis HaMikdash. And back to Chumash Pasuk Yod Daled, with more halachas relevant to the ashes of the Par Haduma. Zaysa Taira, this is the decree, Adam Kiyamas Ba'el, a person that dies inside a tent. Kol Abal Ayel V'Chol Asher Ba'el, anyone that comes into the tent, it could also be a house, it doesn't have to be a tent, and anything which is in the tent, Yitma Shevas Yamim shall be tummy for 7 days. V'Chol Klipa Suach, any open vessel, Asher Ein Samid Basil Love, that does not have a cover on top of it, Tamehu, that's also Tameh. V'Chol Asher Yigal Pnei Asadeh, and in regards to anything which is touched in an open field, meaning it's not in a tent, it's not in a house. For example, Bachal Cherev, someone touched someone killed by a sword, Ibe Mace, or he touched a corpse, Ibe Etzem Adam, or the bone of a person, Ibe Kavur, or he touched a grave, Yitma Sheves Yamim, he shall be Tameh for 7 days. And now the Pasuk describes how to actually make the ashes of the Paraduma into water that can be sprinkled, V'lakhula Tameh, and they shall take for the one that's Tameh, Me'afar Srefas Achatos, from the ashes of the burning of the Chatos, referring to the Paraduma, V'nasan Olav, Mayim Chaim, and place on it Mayim Chaim, which is spring water, El Keli, into the vessel. Now we're going to stop here for the day, right in the middle of the description of how to actually make the water the Par Haduma. We're going to pick up tomorrow with continuing this description, but for now, everyone should have a wonderful day. Shalom to all! You are listening to the Quick Parsha presented daily by All Parsha, and today we are going to be learning the second Aliyah in Parshas Chukas, that is Perek Yotes, Pasuk Yudches. Now we had just started describing what is to be done when someone or something becomes tummy because of touching a mace, being in a tent that had a mace in it, so we said that some ashes of the Paraduma were taken in a vessel and spring water was placed on them. And now the Pasuk tells us, V'lakach Ezoiv v'tavol b'mayim ish tahar, and a pure man shall take the hyssop and dunk it in the water, v'hiza ala oil v'alkal kale, and sprinkle it on the tent and on all the vessels, v'alanafashas asher hayu sham, and all the people that were there, the Alan Egeab at some Ibechal Ibemesa Bakover, and on someone that touched a bone, or someone slain by the sword, or a corpse, or a grave. Vihiza Tahar al Tameh, and the Tahar one shall sprinkle it on the Tameh, Bayamashlishi Ubayamashvi, on the third day and on the seventh day, Vichita Ibayamashvi, and he shall be cleansed on the seventh day, Vichibas Begadev, Rachas Bemayim, Vitar Ba'arev, and he shall wash his clothing, and wash his flesh, and be Tahar in the evening. Vesha Shayitma Veloishata, and someone who became Tameh and did not cleanse himself, Vinechrza Nefesha Himitechakal, and that soul shall be cut off from among the congregation, Kias Mikdash Hashem Time, because he was Matame the Mikdash of Hashem, May Nida Loizarakalov Tamehu. The May Nida was not sprinkled on him, he is Tame. Vaizalahem Lukasulam, and it shall be for them an eternal decree, Umhazay Mehanida Yichamis Begadov, and one that sprinkles the May Nida water, he shall wash his clothing, Vanegev Mehanida, and someone that touches the May Nida Yitma Arev, he shall be Tame until the evening. Vakalash or Yigabaya Tame Yitma, and anything the Tame person touches shall become Tame, Vanevash Hanegas Titma Arev, and someone that touches him shall become Tame until the evening. And let's see Rashi over here. This Tameh, which touched the mace, anything that he touches, Yitma, shall become Tameh. And anyone that touches the Tameh mace, Titma the Arev, he shall be Tameh until the evening. From here we learn that the dead person himself, Avi Avai Satoma, he's considered Avi Avai Satoma, father of all fathers of Toma. That's the most extreme level of Toma. Someone that touches him, Avatoma, is considered Avatoma. That's the next level down. Umetame Adam, and that person could be Metame someone else. And now Rashi tells us, everything we've explained up until now is a simple understanding according to its mashmais and its halachas. Now Rashi says, I've taken a medrash agada from Rav Moshe HaDarshan, and this is the way to darshan these psukim in the more agadic fashion. And now we're going to learn that the Par Aduma is the kapara for doing the Egel Azav. It says, you shall take for yourself. They shall take it from their own funds. Just like they remove their own rings, their own gold for the Egel, kach yavi. So to this paraduma, it's a kapara, they shall bring it from their own funds. Paraduma, why specifically a cow? Mashal ben shifcha shetinif platin shamelech, this is a mashal to the son of a maidservant that dirtied the king's palace. Amru, they said, tavai imayut kaneach hatsaya, his mother should come and clean up all this dirt. Kach tavai parus chapar al egel, so too, the para should come, a para is a mother cow, and should be machaper for the egel, which is a calf. Aduma, why is it red specifically? Al shem im yadimu kataila, shachet kari adoim, because chet is called red. Tamima, why does it have to be unblemished. Al shem she Yisrael shahayu tamimim venasu by balimumim, because Yisrael, they're tamimim, they were unblemished, and then they became balimumim. Tavayzu uschaper leim v'yachzul tamusam. This should come and bring them back to their original state of being tamimim. Loi al aleha oil. It's not to have a yoke put on it. Kshem sheparkum aleim oil shemaim, because they had thrown off the yoke of heaven. This is not allowed to have any yoke on it. El Elazar HaKayin, why is it being given to Elazar the Kayin? Why is it not given just to a regular person? Kshim Shenikalu al Aaron, just like they gathered to Aaron, Shu Kayin, he was a Kayin, Lasus a Egel to do the Egel. And Ulafisha Aaron Asus a Egel, since Aaron himself did the Egel, Loi Nasus Avoid Zu al Yadai, this Avoid was not done through the Kayin Gadol, Shein Kategar Nasus an Egar. The accuser cannot be the defender. And since he was involved in the Egel, he cannot be used as the defender. The Kayin Gadol doesn't do it, the deputy Kayin Gadol does it. Besarfas a Para, and he shall burn the Para. Why is it burned? Kshim Shenisa for Egel, the same way that the Egel was burned. Eitz Erez ve'ez avishnisa ilhas shlesha minim halalu. These three things, keneged shleshes alfei ish shenaflu be'egel, correspond to the 3,000 men that were killed at the Egel. The Erez hu agvay mikol ilanus. Erez, cedar, is the tallest of all trees. Ve'ezoiv namach mikulan, and ezoiv hisap is the lowest of all them. Simin, what is this a sign for? Shagvay shen is gavachata, someone who's tall, they're haughty, and they sinned. Yashbal atzmei ke'ezav etolas, he should lower himself like ezav etolas, v'ischaper loy, and then he's going to be forgiven. Lemishmeres, why is it that this lemishmeres is for a safeguard? Just like the sin of the Egel Azov, it is safeguarded for all generations for punishment. There isn't a single punishment which is visited upon Klal Yisrael that doesn't have a little bit of a punishment of the Egel. Says, and just like the Egel Azov, it was matami anyone that was involved in it. Par so too the paradum is matami anyone that's involved in it. And just like Klal Yisrael was cleansed with the ashes of the Egel, Shenemar says, Vayizra al Panei Amayim, Kach, so too, Vala Kulatami, Mefasri Fasachatos, the way that someone is cleansed with the Paraduma is through the ashes of the Paraduma. And back to Chumash Perek Chav Pasuk Alf, a brand new topic. Vayevoy B'nei Yisrael kol Eda Midbar Tzin B'chadish Arishayin, and all the B'nei Yisrael, all the assembly came to Midbar Tzin on the first month, Vayeshev Ha'am B'Kadesh, and the nation dwelled in Kadesh, V'atamas Sham Miriam V'atikaver Sham, and Miriam died over there, and she was buried. Rashi Pasuk Aleph tells us, kol ha'edo, all of the assembly. What's this emphasis of all the assembly? Edo ha'shlema, it was a complete assembly. Shekvar mesu mesi midbar, because all the people that were supposed to die in the midbar already died, ve'elu parshu l'chaim, and these were the ones that were left alive. So we're talking right now after the 40 years of sojourning. Batamas sham Miriam, Miriam died. Lama nisbucha misa Miriam l'parshas paraduma. Why is it that we have to mention the death of Miriam right next to the parsha of paraduma? Lama l'cha to teach you, ma karbanis mechaprin. Just like a karban brings about a kapara, an atonement for a person, Af misa tzadikim mechaper, so too the death of tzadikim brings about atonement. Vatamas sham Miriam, she died over there. Rashi tells us, Af ibn Ashika Mesa, she even died with this unique misa called Misas Nashika. Why doesn't it say Al Pi Hashem? Whenever it says Al Pi Hashem, through the mouth of Hashem, that tells us that the person died through Nashika. Because it's not a respectful way to speak towards Hashem. Uba Aaron Nemar, but by Aaron it does say Al Pi Hashem, Be'ela Mase. So back to Chumash Pasuk Beis, V'loi Hayamayim La'eda, there wasn't any water for the assembly, Vayikalu Al Mashav Al Aaron, and they gathered onto Moshe and Aaron. Let's see Rashi Pasuk Beis. Why wasn't there water? Rashi tells us, we learn from here that the entirety of the 40 years that they were in the Midbar, the reason why they had the Be'er, the well, it was B'schus Miriam. Now that Miriam died, there was no more well, no more water. They needed water. So back to Chumash Pasuk Gimel, what did they say? They fought with Moshe, and they said, saying, halavai we should have died with their brothers in front of Hashem. V'lama havesim eskahal Hashem al Midbar hazeh. Why do you bring the congregation of Hashem to this desert, Lamos Sham, just to die there, Anachnu Bireinu, us and our flocks, V'lama El Yisunim Mitzrayim, why did you take us out of Mitzrayim, L'havi Yisenu L'makayim Arazeh, to bring us to this bad place, L'makayim Zera, it's not a place of seed, U'te'ein of a gefnir remain of fig, grapes, and pomegranates, U'mayim Ayin Lishdais, and there's no water to drink. Rashi over here, Pasuk Gimel explains, V'lu Gavanu, Halavai She Gavanu, Halavai we would have died, B'gva Achenu, B'misas Achenu Badever, along with our brothers that died in the plague. Limit Shemisas Tzama Meguna Mimena, this teaches us that dying because of thirst is far worse than dying in a plague. So back to Chumash Pasuk Vav. Vayave Moshe v'Aaron mipnei ha'kahal al pesach ha'el ma'id, and Moshe and Aaron in front of the congregation went to the entrance of the ma'id. Vayipl al panim, they fell on their faces. Vayer k'vayt Hashem aleim, and the glory of Hashem appeared to them. We're going to stop here for the day. Pick up tomorrow with learning how exactly Klal Yisrael got their water. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.